Good morning, everyone. My name is Joel. Isn't it a great day? I think every day is a great day. I think every day is a wonderful, marvelous great day.
Now, I was almost sure that I heard Joel say that today is a great day. I can hardly believe my ears.
Good morning, Miriam. This is my sister. She always has something to say, usually about me.
Now, sometimes I say nice things, too. Well, you must admit that you were a bit of a complainer not too long ago.
Me complain?
You complain. Actually, we all were complaining. You see, kids, our families were on a long journey. God had rescued us from a country called Egypt, where our families were in terrible danger. God was leading us to the Promised Land.
We were so excited. At first, that is. Then, after a while of walking, we got tired and our feet got sore and we started complaining.
All we ever did was walk all day and make camp for the night. Then we'd get up and walk some more and make camp and walk and make camp and walk and make camp and walk.
They get the idea, Miriam. It was hot walking all day, but Mom said I couldn't keep drinking water or we'd run out.
Every day, Mom said we were almost there, but then we'd turn and go another way. Pretty soon, we forgot about how happy we were to get away from Egypt.
And the food. All we ever had to eat was manna. It was special food that God sent us so that we wouldn't get hungry while we were walking to the Promised Land.
At first, we loved the manna. It was sweet, gooey stuff. The kinds of stuff that kids especially love to eat.
But after a while, I started to think about other foods I would like to eat instead.
I started to think about food that I didn't even like that much. I thought anything would be better than manna day after day, and I started complaining.
We did lots of complaining, and we started complaining about God.
Well, about the time God got a little tired of hearing us complain while he was saving us and leading us to the Promised Land, so, we started to have big problems with snakes. Suddenly, there were lots of snakes everywhere, and they were biting people.
That certainly took our minds off of the walking and the food. All I could think about was snakes.
Snakes! It didn't take long before we were all very sorry for complaining about what God was doing for us. So, instead of complaining, we started praying. We all thought that maybe God would just chase the snakes away, but he did something very interesting.
God told our leader Moses to make a snake out of metal and put it on top of a big pole. If one of us got bit by a snake, all we had to do was look at the pole with the snake and the bite wouldn't hurt us.
It wasn't the snake on the pole that saved us. It was God's love. The pole just reminded us that God still loved us even though we were complainers.
After that, we tried hard to be thankful for all of the wonderful things God was doing. That he was going to protect us and help us get to the Promised Land. Which, of course, is exactly what he did because God always keeps his promises.
So, we're not complainers anymore. At least not most of the time. Sometimes I forget and complain about my brother.
And sometimes I complain about my sister. But we always remember to be thankful to God for how much he loves us, and we hope that you do too.
I think it's time for our friends here to head off to Sunday school, so they can hear some more about God and his love.
Good idea. Please walk, everyone. See you next time.